if you want.
Having made extensive forays into the genres of R&B, gospel, and country over the course of his nearly 50-year career, singer Aaron Neville has recently moved back to his roots in doo-wop music. In 2013, he released a record of all doo-wop-era covers called My True Story and has taken those songs on the road. WFIU's Mark Chilla got a chance to talk with Aaron Neville about his recent work before a concert Friday, January 17th at the French Lick Resort.
Let's begin by talking about your newest album, My True Story. Album of mostly doo-wop era songs and a few songs after the doo-wop era. What is it about these songs that speaks to you personally?
Well, it was stuff that kind of honed me into what I wanted to do, you know, as a child, really. My brother Art worked at a record shop. He would bring on the songs by Sonny Till and the Oreos and the Clovers and Billy Ward and the Dominoes and Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and all these songs.
Sincerely.
Like, most of them are like pure, innocent songs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I like about it. And it keeps the child in me, you know?
Doo-wop seemed to be a big influence on you as a young performer. So what's your first memory of performing doo-wop music?
In the Calio Project in New Orleans, my brother Art had a doo-wop group. I was about 11, maybe something like 11 or 12. They used to run me away until they figured I could hold a note, and they let me sing with them and show them how to do the harmonies and all. And it was my brother Art Neville and a guy named Issachar Gordon. That Issachar, that's one of them names from the Bible. I just called him Issachar. But they were great singers. They would go around and win all the talent shows in New Orleans and get all the girls and things, you know. So they finally let me sing with them. But the doo-wop was the love of my heart, you know. Everything I've done, you hear some doo-wop essence in it. Everything. I don't care if it's spiritual or country and western or pop or what. The doo-wop is there.
What do you consider to be the doo-wop essence, then?
It's just those little licks, like little curly Q, you know, like, you know, end the song like that or something, you know, and just the tone of the voices, you know, like I like the way they sang with the Flamingos and the Moon Glows and Pookie Hudson and the Spaniels. All these guys, Sam Cooke, well, Sam, I heard him with the spiritual, but that was like doo-wop too because it was harmony.
Jesus gave water, Jesus gave water, Jesus gave water, I want to let it.
I'm just picturing this now, a young Aaron Neville singing doo-wop with his brothers and his friends. Which part, I'm a singer myself, so which part was yours in the harmony? Were you singing lead? Were you doing the high falsetto?
I did a high falsetto. I could do all of them. I can't do them all at once yet, though, you know.
Yeah.
I can do the bass. I can do the harmonies. And I've done some stuff, you know, where I did all the harmony. I did a duet with this guy, Rob Wasserman. He's a bass player. And we did Stardust. And I did it like Billy Ward and the Dominoes. And we recorded it at Willie Nelson Studio in Austin, Texas. And I did all the harmonies plus the lead vocal.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights.
Yeah, and I did the Mickey Mouse March with Dr. John was playing keyboards, and I did all a doo-wop version of the Mickey Mouse March.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
So this new album, My True Story, features a few doo-wop singers performing with you. So Dickie Harmon,
right,
of the Dell Vikings. But the one name that was, at least to me, a bit unexpected was Keith Richards, Rolling Stone guitarist, who also co-produced it. How did he get involved in this process?
Well, when I started talking to Don Was about it, who's the president of Blue Note Records,
mm-hmm,
he remembered that, you know, he produced Voodoo Lounge, Voodoo something with the Stones, you know, the album.
The Voodoo Lounge, yeah.
And he was rooming underneath Keith, and he said Keith would have this album on a loop over and over, and it was My True Story by the Jive Five.
There is a story, yeah, that I must tell of two.
Also, the guy Eugene Pitt is singing background on the record, who sang the lead and wrote that song. But me and Keith used to talk about it whenever we get together anyway, because he said, man, I've been hip to your songs since the early 60s, and we start talking about different songs. And between talking to him and talking to Paul Simon and Frankie Valli, we all sound like we grew up in the same neighborhood, you know, listen to the same songs.
So I want to talk about, you said Don Was from Blue Note. So you've recently moved to Blue Note. How did you get picked up by Blue Note Records in the first place?
Through Don Was. We have a history together. We've done stuff. He recorded. I did the song Crazy Love for the movie Phenomenon with John Travolta, and he produced that.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles.
He and I have a Grammy with Trisha Yearwood on I Fall to Pieces. He produced that.
You want me to have like we never can.
I've always been curious how much record labels kind of dictate the creative process behind the album. So how has your experience been so far working with Blue Note, or perhaps a phrase another way, is your approach to making the album any different depending on the record label?
This is like the most freedom I've had in a long time. They were producing it, but they gave me free reins to do what I felt. We went originally with 12 songs to do, and we wound up recording 23 songs in 5 days. Everybody was having so much fun because I kept saying, oh, I want to do this, and then they said, well, all right, let's do it. So I have songs left over for part two of My True Story.
Have you taken these songs out on tour with you, I'm guessing?
We do some of the stuff off the off this record, off the old records. You know, we mix it all up.
What's the audience reaction been like to those songs?
They love them. Most of them singing the words to them, you know.
Everything people grew up with, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, you're an artist who has dabbled with many different genres. You're always trying out new things. R&B, pop, country, gospel, now doo-wop. What's next on your horizon?
I've never done a blues album. I've been thinking about I'd like to do that. You know, I've sang the blues in my career, but I've never actually done a blues album. Like B.B. King and Little Junior Parker and Guitar Slim and them guys from back in the days, you know. Some Ray Charles or whatever, you know. Jimmy Reed. I was into the blues. I was into any kind of music back in the day, but the doo-wop was what rode on my heart and my soul all these years to where I am today.
So, Aaron, you and your music are so closely associated with the city of New Orleans. I read after Hurricane Katrina, you had to relocate out of your home in New Orleans, I believe initially to Nashville and then to New York City, if I remember correctly. What was that transition like?
I mean, it was life. A whole lot of stuff happened back in them days. You know, my wife, Joelle, was my first wife. Joelle was diagnosed with lung cancer in 04.
Mm-hmm.
And after the storm, we figured out we're not going back to New Orleans. We can't go. Our home was gone. You know, my home, my children's home, everybody's home went underwater. So I had to be somewhere where she could have hospitals. We were there by the Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. She passed in 07, January. Matter of fact, it was just a 7-year anniversary of her death on the 5th of January.
Hmm.
So, that was some hard times, you know, and I couldn't go. All my memories of her is in New Orleans. I don't want to live in New Orleans anymore. I'm remarried to my wife, Sarah, and we're happy right here in Manhattan in the Village.
Mm-hmm. Do you find a lot of inspiration in this new location in New York City?
I mean, the inspiration comes from within. It don't come from, you know, for me anyway. It's like I can get inspiration walking down the street. I can get inspiration listening to music or watching TV or just a thought of something that happened a long time ago, whatever, you know. And I write on my I don't have a BlackBerry anymore. I have an iPhone, so I write on that.
Are you writing songs these days at all?
Well, I write poetry, and some of the poetry turns into songs, you know. So hopefully I have a book of poetry that I did a limited edition of them, and we sold them out on the road, you know. So maybe I make a part two, because the phone is full of poems. I got maybe about 70 poems in my phone. And I'm working on some of them right now to put music to them.
Who are you working with?
Some of the guys in my band have been working on a couple of things, putting some music to a few of them, and different people. Blue Note sending some people over to write with me.
I have one last question for you. Aaron Neville, what kind of music are you listening to right now?
Right now in my head, I'm listening to doo-wop.
That's great. Which song?
Yeah. My True Story.
That's very appropriate. That's a great song.
Yeah, that gave me a chance to do the bass part, the harmony, and the high part, you know, the falsetto.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.
There is a story that I must tell.